Welcome back to the Daring Poppy channel, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of November, 2020, and it's a real honour to be recording this podcast. It's going to be called 1111, The Four Pillars of Ascension. And I'd just like to share a little bit of my personal experience of the symbology of this 1111 crystalline activation significance, and it goes back 9 years. It was in 2011 that I became aware of the significance of this incredible crystalline activation that's taking place on Mother Earth, and it became apparent that just through a series of synchronicity that it was brought to my attention that there was an international troop of amazing spiritual souls that were travelling to New Zealand for that 11-11-11 date back then, and that was under the leadership of the Era of Peace and a woman called Patricia Cota Robles. And good fortune had it that I was able to join in when all of these wonderful souls arrived in New Zealand, and they all met up in Auckland, and it was a real privilege to be able to have that personal connection at the beginning of their journey. And they were travelling on down from Auckland to the South Island. And essentially what this is all about is that New Zealand is a really leading country as far as the spiritual awakening of Mother Earth. And what I ended up realizing was, as time unfolded, that This gathering of people were travelling to activate a triangulation in the South Island. And that was it's basically between Queenstown, Tianao and Milford, that this triangle would play a key role in one of the most important facets of Mother Earth's unfolding. And this triangle is a geometric reflection of the Holy Trinity, and this particular triangle is the acupuncture point in the hands of Mother Earth that is directly connected to the heart meridian of the threefold heart flame for planet Earth. And it began back in 1992 with the light flowing through this triangle in New Zealand that was instrumental in uplifting the earth and all life in a spiral of evolution into the fourth dimension. So that occurred on January the 11th in 1992 during a global event called Ascension Through the Doorway of 1111. And since new solar record keeper crystals were placed within Earth's crystal grid system, and that followed on with the 1111 activation, and that meant it was time for the light of God to flow through this portal once again and to lift the heart flame of Mother Earth into the higher frequencies of her new solar reality in the fifth dimension. So as always, whatever comes across my table, I take things extremely seriously, and I got the map out and had a really close look at what this triangulation symbolized, and I'd no sooner realized that the mountain range that runs right through the middle of that triangulation is called the Living Stone Mountain Range. Excuse me. And the South Island of New Zealand in that region is what's known as the Heart Stone. the Ponamu, the green stone, and green stone correlates to the heart chakra in the chakra system. So it all really made sense that this was the hands of Mother Earth and the gateway to her heart meridian. So it's just really rolled on from there. I also was able to tap into a beautiful piece of music, which was the music I'll attach for today. And this is called A Gift to Humanity. And Patricia Cota Robles, there's quite a story behind it, but with the link that I'm putting up, there's an explanation about the story behind that celestial music, and it's called A Healing Gift to Humanity. So from that 11-11-11 date onwards, it's been played a really big part in my life as I've journeyed on. And as we know, music is what is that universal connection that we all have, and it's a real honour to be able to share that today anyway, and hopefully people will feel inspired to play that. I play it every single day in my home. I just feel like we all need the help we can get, all the help we can get to bring back that harmonic resonance, and it certainly has been a real guiding light on my journey. So just in alignment with all of this, I'd like to read out, I've gathered a little bit of information off the Ascension Glossary to do with Ascension, and also Jamie Price's channel, and I'd just like to read out a little bit of, in connection with the significance of this day and this moment in time. Ascension, also known as spiritual awakening, is a simultaneous increase of expanding consciousness that occurs when our spiritual energetic bodies connect into our physical bodies. As a human being undergoes the awakening process, which can progress gradually over many years, that person shifts into perceptions of higher consciousness, which can include increased awareness of energy in the environment, perceiving and feeling a direct communion with God and the interconnected energy that exists between all things. We are at an exciting time in our ascension, though not necessarily an easy time for many. As the Follow Your Heart theme of 2020 comes to a close, we are in the amplification of the spiral, calling us to surrender to the flow of life and work the inner realm of balance. There is a paradox of stillness within such movement that reminds us of our individuality and our connection with life. This year has been an exercise of honouring the separation and learning to connect in new ways. It is here, at this point of self and life, that the paradox of opposites merge and become one. That is where we are truly free within the limitations of the physical experience. As November reflects, the paradox of infinite and finite come into focus for the 2020 vision of how we are all and one in one. In physicality, the one is obvious, it is the movement. The all, the oneness, is the subtle engine of connection that pushes and pulls the physical form. The lesson of this year has been to find the stillness of our ever-beating heart within the chaotic movement of the external experience. When our inner realm is strong and saturated with love, we are building our crystalline vehicle of physical creation through time. We are shaping our space within to nourish our heart's desires. We are anchoring the availability of loving creation in the midst of fear of change, even when things have felt extremely challenging because of so much global chaos. Self-love brings the natural mechanism of the unconscious into conscious clarity, offering new choice. It is the embracing of the self that creates a container of creation, the crucible of change, that builds new form. From this container of love, the reflection of life is magnified and transformed through love. Humanity is being shaken to awaken, and we are working that subtle engine of pre-manifested form to hold a resonance of love for future creation. This is living fully in the now with knowing. Knowing the infinite love that we are. That is the peace that passes all understanding. We are infinite divinity within finite form, merging the all in the one, realizing we were the one all along. November's reflection of 11 is our strength, clarity, and cohesion that co-creates our crystalline prism through which the reflected rainbow spectrum of all truths is seen. So I hope that's going to really inspire and bless a lot of people out there. It's truly chaotic out there, but as this is really reinforcing, it is that inner peace and self-love that is going to be the guiding light that leads the way forward. And I'm ever excited through the amazing inspiration of the people that have guided me over the years and helped to keep extending my journey through the awareness and appreciation of these incredible numerological power dates that really are activation dates. This is about an amplification over the years for Mother Earth. It has been a building process to actually lead us to this time of great transformation. So it's really and truly alive and well in the circles that I move in, and I've got absolute faith that holding this torch of truth is paying off. And I'm really, as I say, extremely blessed and honored throughout especially the last probably 20 years, that a lot of this connectivity with awareness of other people around the world that are doing great work and have held that, especially since 1987 when the harmonic convergence took place. I've talked about that in the past, and it really is our saving grace, because it's all about consciousness, and we have found out that the war has been on consciousness, and that's why we're witnessing ignorance on a massive global scale, because of the controllers that have been running the planet. We're trying to subvert the course of divine justice. So, but that is, nothing will stop what's coming. It is definitely upon us, this great awakening. So amen to that. Alrighty, well, what I'd like to place in the description box today is the music link, as I've said, the Healing Gift to Humanity. Lovely Tanya Gabriel, she's got a clip up to do with Mars Stations Direct on Friday, November the 13th, and this is about a big recalibration, the end of suppression, and it's all about the keys to love. I also would like to put up an amazing body of work off a site called Giving Voice to the Wisdom of the Ages. This was released in February this year, and this is the work of Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N, and I became aware of this work back probably in about 2009, and it's been a real gift to me to help really develop my spiritual awakening. And this is called the Lightworker's Handbook, and there's lessons 1 to 5, and this has been a real refresh for me. It's a review of decades of lightworker work that has taken place, and it talks about the 1987 harmonic convergence in there. So I really encourage people, if you're really serious about finding out what has been suppressed, this is to me an amazing gift to be able to start really catching up if people aren't aware already, and it's really very highly integral work. So enjoy that. I'm going to put up a link to do with Victor Schauberger, and this is called Comprehend and Copy Nature, and this is to do with the amazing work to do with the awareness of the functioning principles of water. And this is a documentary from back in 2008, and this is all about being able to, well, honour water, but also heal water that's been damaged. Talked about that in the past. There's amazing wisdom that's really going to be able to help restore our wetlands and just bring those lovely natural, that memory back to water that has been lost in so many regions of the earth, to do with groundwater and the like. So enjoy that link. That's off Wokomo Docs YouTube site. Now another link off Megalithomania UK. This is to do with Michael Tallinger, and he's an amazing South African man. I've mentioned him in the past, to do with the Ubuntu community way of living and moving away from this whole machine-driven society that we've been guided to try and survive in. So this is called Hidden Origins, Fossils of Giants and the Shift in Consciousness. And it's great there because it's actually bringing some more credence to what I talked about recently to do with giants and the fact that there's been a real cover-up. And it makes me wonder if Michael Tallinger's aware of Roger off Mud Fossil University, because they would love each other with the findings that each of them are bringing to light. Now, Quentin Anon, there's a recent clip called The Plot Against the President Trump. That's amazing. I've been quite blown away how a body of information's just been rolled together really concisely there to do with the plot from day one, or actually even prior to Donald Trump being inaugurated. So that is a real must watch for people who would like a little bit more of an insight into this covert agenda that's been plotting all of our demise ultimately. So that's really timely to be able to bring that forth. I've got Wages World. There's really incredible things happening. A Hurricane Eta just showing crazy fast energy explosion from the center and outward. And a cosmic ray alert. And our lovely friend of The Higher Truth Rises, he's got What a Different One Day Makes in Global Patterns of Weather. Wow. it's really intensifying, which is extremely exciting because it feels like it's actually just getting to a tipping point now with these other forces in control. I believe them to be divine. Not this weather is not being manipulated by man or any of these directed energy weapons. So that's too good not to keep up with. Mr. MBB333, he's just got one there called "A Man Describes White Orbs with Eyeballs Scanning the Earth. Same orbs visible from Space ISS, the International Space Station." I'll put up the Chave Weather YouTube channel. There's just a myriad of daily videos of what's taking place weather-wise around the globe, and it's very shocking, but it's good to be aware and also appreciative of what other people are going through at this moment in time. Brave Company, Damien has got two up that I'd like to post. Interesting fact about SCOTUS and why Trump is on track to win. And mass media seem to be going all in to push Biden victory narrative. Betrayal looms over the left. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just actually read a little bit out to do with Victor Schellburger off the description box there on that channel. This is the first film about Victor Schellburger's life's work, a comprehensive survey of historical facts, current research, and various practical applications into both technology and the natural world. Today, the Austrian forester, Victor Schellburger, is considered to be a pioneer of modern water research and the holistic observation of nature. As early as the first half of the 20th century, he gave urgent warnings of the consequences of uncontrolled exploitation of the environment. As a way out, he proposed a radical rethink and the development of totally new concepts of energy production in harmony with nature. Schellburger formulated his C&C principle, which means comprehend and copy nature. First, one has to comprehend nature and then one should copy it. The applications of his ideas and his inventions include devices for refined drinking water, spiral pipes for carrying water with reduced friction, environmentally friendly river regulation, as well as power generation from water and air using the principle of contraction and inward vortexing. So this is a film by Franz Fisk. So enjoy that, people. And I just made a little note. There was a tweet from Donald Trump Jr. back on the 9th of November. And I just wrote this down because I felt it was really timely. He wrote, "Nothing this grotesque can go on forever. The only solution is honesty. Let's repeal our national dishonesty mandate and tell the truth about everything. Enforced lying is making everyone paranoid and crazy. The truth can't be any worse." So that's a wonderful testimony to people who are acting with integrity and honour in that country, and it is all about honesty. So, all right, people, well, I'll wind up there, and it's a real treasure to be able to get this podcast off on this sacred 11-11 date, 2020. In closing, I'd just like to share a beautiful prayer that's circulated for years off the Era of Peace. In closing, and this is to do with the threefold heart flame. In honor of the threefold heart flame, the blue flame of Father Power, pink flame of Mother Love, and gold flame of Child Wisdom. This light of truth we invoke on behalf of ourselves, let us invoke on behalf of every man, woman, and child, including all life, down to every atomic and subatomic particle and wave within our solar system. Let us know and accept this influx of light will manifest in perfect alignment with every person's divine plan and for the highest good of all concerned. As one breath, one heartbeat, one song, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, let us manifest, beg your pardon, let us manifest the most intensified frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet fire that cosmic law will allow. And so it is. Okay, well, this is a tall poppy chiming off for now. Wishing everyone lashings of love, light, and laughter.